Imagine a company as high-tech as Apple or Intel submitting legally required financial reports on PDFs and other non-machine-readable documents. Well, that's what happens every day at agencies like Securities and Exchange Commission. Illinois Representative Randy Hultgren wants to change that. He joins me now with more on a bill he's co-sponsoring, the Financial Transparency Act. Representative Hultgren, great to have you on.
Hey, thanks, Tom. Great to be with you.
So tell me about the Financial Transparency Act. This is something that would impose on agencies something that they would have to ask industry to do?
Yes, that's correct. You know, I believe already the federal government bureaucracy asked for so much information from companies, and it is very burdensome. But it's important. There's a lot of important information, especially financial information is so important. We saw it with the Bernie Madoff scandal where between 1992 and 2008, there were at least six different complaints about what was going on. But because of a lack of uniformity of how we collected or maintained information, there was no whistles really that went off or alarms that went off for people to know and be able to identify this sooner and protect those investors who lost so much. So what we're, to me, it just makes sense. In the modern age, so many technology opportunities for us to be able to transmit information. Let's make it easier for those entities, those companies who have to send over financial information to have some common data forms that are easy to fill out but also are searchable. Right now, as you mentioned, many of these forms are just sent over in PDF form, which really are unsearchable. It's basically like sending in a fax or a handwritten note with financial information. For anybody, an investor or the government or other folks to try and find information, they have to go individually into each one of these things rather than have the ability to search. So it's no new information. It's no new disclosure. It's just making it more transparent by having these data fields and requiring our regulatory entities to have some commonality, I guess, in how these data fields are presented and make it easy for companies to file this information.
It sounds like this would affect a huge range of federal agencies, not only the SEC, but maybe as distant as, say, the EPA even, which looks at financial impact of regulatory activities that it imposes.
Yeah, I think it ultimately can. Right now, it's really the eight major U.S. financial regulatory agencies are the ones that are required in this bill to institute this. And so it would that's really the start of it. But I think there is opportunity to look at other places. You see how backwards and behind the times often bureaucracy is, where industry and the private sector is so far advanced. And so anything that we can do to get up to speed, to make it easier for compliance with important information to be presented to the federal government, but also to make it useful. I think what it gets so frustrating to many of the companies that I represent here in Illinois and other companies that I talk to is they're diligent and they've done everything they can, oftentimes pulling people away from customer service to be doing compliance work, to filling out paperwork, but they just have this nagging feeling that no one's looking at this, you know, that I have to sit there spending hours and hours and hours of productive time filling out paperwork that, you know, it's very difficult for it to really be analyzed or used. And that causes problems because we really don't know true risk that's out there. But it also, I think, gets frustrating and discouraging for companies that they're not really sure if this information is even being used. So I think this is something that can be helpful, bring some more clarity and transparency for all of us, hopefully identify bad actors out there who are trying to harm others much more quickly than we have in the past, and just get one little step of moving bureaucracy into the technology age. So that's my hope out of this.
The implication here is then, I guess, that once a lot of this information is in digital form, agencies' newly found sensitivity to big data analysis would come into play and they would be able to apply it to this information.
Well, that's the hope. I also think that it definitely has opportunity to scan things much more quickly, to be able to find out anomalies, problems, something that needs to be questioned as far as filing that happens there, maybe a mistake or maybe something that truly is awry that a company needs to address or investors need to be aware of that there's a perception out there that things are one way, but as you see through the numbers, as you see through the filings, that there's something different. So again, I think in a lot of different levels, my gut feeling for these regulators and regulatory agencies should not be a gotcha mentality, but instead should be a place to make sure that we are protecting the public, that we are protecting markets, but also coming alongside companies to make sure that we're helping them to comply, to do the right things. And 99.9% of companies absolutely want to do that. And so I think that's the goal of whether it's financial or regulatory agencies or EPA or others. That's what it ought to be, rather than this adversarial feeling that we've had far too often. I think this is, again, a little step of saying, let's work with you. Let's make sure we're getting information that is important, that the public ought to know about and the regulators ought to know about. But let's make it a lot easier for you to be able to file it, and also for other companies and other individuals and even other branches of government to be able to know what's happening in a much more convenient and more efficient process.
We're speaking with Randy Hultgren. He is a Republican representing the 14th District of Illinois. Now, a couple of years ago, Congress passed the Data Act, which imposed digital reporting standards for federal spending on federal agencies, and it put the authority basically in the Treasury Department for establishing the standards. How would the Financial Transparency Act work? Which agency would be kind of the lead in establishing some of the standards?
Yeah, the Office of Financial Research directs is really the one who would adopt the data standards and would kind of lead that, and then mandates adoption of a legal entity identifier, which would be across all the financial regulatory reporting regimes that would allow, again, for easy matching of filings and recognition, again, of important fields of commonality that ought to be. Right now, again, different regulatory agencies could be asking for basically the same information, but in a different way. And so there's really no way for us to compare those things between agencies. And yet we need to have that in order to be effective in the work that we need to do. So the Office of Financial Research would be the lead on this, but it would impact the eight major U.S. financial regulatory agencies, really having them and directing them to adopt consistent data standards for all the information that they're collecting from industry.
It sounds like in an ideal sense, then industry could submit data once to one agency, which could then share it with the other seven that would use the same information in whatever way they need to by their own laws.
I think that could happen. That's not part of this law directly, that it doesn't simplify it to that point, but I think that would be great. At a minimum, it makes it much easier, so it's repeatable for companies. The information, the data fields would be the same. So if there is multiple requirements of distribution of information to different regulators, it would be much easier for them to be able to get that to them. But I think there maybe could be discussion into the future as we get this in place, that if the information is coming in, maybe we could just have one place where this information is given, and then it's disseminated out to the other regulators as they need it, as it's useful to them or required for them with their oversight.
Now, the bill has been introduced. Do you see any chance of it getting consideration given what's happening this year, the time Congress has left?
That is a great question. I don't know. I'm not sure what's going to happen. If anything, we don't have a lot of days left before the election, and it certainly feels like this campaign and election is sucking all the oxygen out of the room. So there will be some things moving through Congress. I hope this is one of them. But if not, it's, I think, an important idea to be discussing of we can do this better. We need to take responsibility of if we failed in the past to identify bad actors, people out there trying to harm markets and harm individuals. We need to do everything we can to identify them more quickly. And then also, if we are going to be requiring information and collection of information, which we will do and need to do, let's do it in an easy way, in a way that actually is usable by the government and by the rest of the marketplace. I think this does make sense. My hope is it happens this year. If not, I think we're getting some momentum as we move into the next Congress.
Randy Hultgren is a Republican representing the 14th District of Illinois. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Tom. Great to be with you.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.